Okay, let's get started. Father, I welcome you. I welcome you, Jesus. I welcome you, Holy Spirit. I welcome you, and angels of heaven, I welcome you. I want you to have your perfect will be done in each one of us tonight. Prepare our hearts. Open up our hearts to you, Lord God. Take us deeper in you, God. I just ask that you bless this word. Lord, I just ask that you would just cause my thoughts to be your thoughts to be my thoughts, Lord, and let my words be your words, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I don't have a lot to talk about, so I'm going to read the passage I want to talk about, which is longer, out of the Amplified, because the Amplified is always bigger, but I always like studying out of that one because it's just more detailed. So I'm reading out of Exodus chapter 33, and it says in verse 11 to 23, "And the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend." Now I'm just going to stop there for a minute now, because, you know, when we read that, we think, wow, you know, and we know God calls us his friend, you know. But sometimes, as friends, we still don't share everything with a friend. You know, they can be our companion, but it doesn't mean we share everything. Now, God knows everything about us, but we don't always know everything about God. So, and that's where I'm headed that way. So, Moses returned to the camp, but his minister, Joshua, son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the temporary prayer tent. Moses said to the Lord, "See, you say to me, 'Bring up this people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you said, 'I know you by name, and you have also found favor in my sight.' Now therefore, I pray you, if I have found favor in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you progressively, become more deeply and intimately acquainted with you, perceiving and recognizing and understanding more strongly and clearly, and that I may find favor in your sight. And Lord, do consider that this nation is your people." And the Lord said, "My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest." And Moses said to the Lord, "If your presence does not go with me, do not carry us up from here. For by what shall it be known that I and your people have found favor in your sight? Is it not in your going with us that we are distinguished? I and your people from all the other people upon the face of the earth?" And the Lord said to Moses, "I will do this thing also that you have also asked for. You have found favor, loving kindness, and mercy in my sight, and I know you personally and by name." And Moses said, "I beseech you, show me your glory." And God said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, before you. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy and loving kindness on whom I will show mercy and loving kindness." But he said, "You cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live." And the Lord said, "Behold, there is a place beside me, and you shall stand upon the rock. And while my glory passes by, I will put you in the cleft of the rock and cover you in my hand, with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen." So, multiple times, we know that, in fact, I think I read that there was like 8 different times that Moses had gone up to the mountain to see God, and they conversed. And I think it was the 6th time that he went up there that God had given him a lot more information than he had previously, and because he was up there for 40 days and 40 nights. So he spent quite a long time with him. But when Moses was there, he did not actually see God in person form. He saw him. He saw the glory cloud. He saw the burning bush. He saw God in many different ways, but he did not see God as a person or, you know. But he did experience the different types of glory that he had. He saw signs and wonders. God told Moses that he cannot see his face, for no man shall see me and live. But I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, before you. For I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy and loving kindness on whom I will show mercy and loving kindness. John 1:18 says, no one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God, and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. He's the sole expression, Jesus is the sole expression of the glory of God, the light being the outraying or radiance of the divine. He's the perfect imprint of the very image of God. So Jesus knew God because he was God. In 1 Timothy 6:15 and 16 says, God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who alone is immortal, and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see. Only Jesus. When I was reading some of these, it just like took me to tears because it's just powerful. God is so, I don't want to just say big, but he is so beyond our imagination. And I was just talking to someone recently, and they were saying about how they thought that there comes to an end of learning. And it's like, no, we have only barely, maybe even touched the scratched the surface of what we know of God. There are so many hidden things in his word, but it goes beyond that. You know, we will not know God and to really know him until we get to heaven, you know. So Moses asked God to see his glory, and in the Strong's Concordance, the word glory comes from a Hebrew word, which is kabod, and this word means different things, but abundance was one of the definitions. So when Moses is asking God to show him more of his glory, he's asking God for an abundance or an overflow of himself in Moses' life. And that's where we need to get. We're not there. We may think we are, because we can be religious at times, but we're not. We are not there. And until we fully surrender, we won't be. If you want the glory of God beyond just signs and wonders, you have to go deeper in God. And if you go into something, it comes up around you. You sink into it. So you want to sink into God. It's not just waiting to see something. It's wanting to know him. He wanted greater revelation of who God is. And we need to desire an abundance of God in our life. And we can't settle for less. We need to fill up with God's glory. We're vessels. We are vessels to hold his glory. Through Jesus living in us, we can hold God's glory. We can't hold the magnitude of God's glory because we would be wiped out. Nobody, we're human, we would be wiped out. So, and there was somebody, I think it was Moses that I had, when I was studying, had seen where they said that he would just be no more because you have to be in the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 4:7 says, we now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. This makes it clear that our great power is from God, and it's not of ourselves. God said he would proclaim his name Exodus 6:3 says, I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as El Shaddai, God Almighty, but I did not reveal my name, Yahweh, to them. Now God is proclaiming to Moses that he is Yahweh, the redemptive name of God. God came to save his people. And that's what he wants Moses to know. You know, when Moses asked to see his glory, he was Yahweh, and he was going to prove that, show that to Moses. He's not just God. He is God, but he was more than that, that Moses needed to know. Exodus 3:8, it says, I have come down. Now, you got to listen to this. In Exodus 3:8, it says, I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land to a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. It says in this verse, I have come down to bring them up. So I have come down to rescue them, to bring them up out of the land. What land? The land of Egypt, the land that would enslave them and bring them into a land flowing with milk and honey and a prosperous land. That's what Jesus is going to do. He's going to come down and take us out and take us up with him. John 6, 38 and 39, it says, For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will and purpose, but to do the will and purpose of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should not lose any of all that he has given me. So right there he's saying he came to rescue us. He won't lose any that will receive him. He's rescuing us. But that I should give new life and raise them up on the last day. So I love that. This is a salvation plan. In chapter 33, this is actually, if you get into it, it's God showing us his salvation plan through Moses. He was there saving Moses and showing Moses his glory, which is Jesus. Jesus is the illuminating light. Get excited, guys. Oh, my gosh, that's my phone. Yeah. If it's one of the kids, go answer it.
Oops.
Yeah. So for God, Jesus came down to rescue us, to save us, and to bring us up, raise us up. You know, I had a feeling I would do that one of these times. Out of the world and bring us into that land. But Moses had to deal with people who were stiff-necked. They resisted the working of the Holy Spirit. God was beyond good to them, and they quickly forgot God and his goodness and his kindness toward them. And then in Psalms 106, 19, it says, but they quickly forgot God and his demands of his covenant and worshiped the molded image. Thus they changed their glory into the image. This is what they gave their glory up for. Thus they changed their glory into the image of an ox that eats grass. What are we changing our glory for? What happens when we resist the Holy Spirit working in us, wanting to make changes in us, but we resist because maybe we'll be embarrassed or pride or whatever reasons, you know? Don't let the molten image, an idol, form in your life. Don't resist the Holy Spirit from working in you. Allow him to change you. Because you don't want to be an ox that eats grass. We want to be willing to flow with the Spirit. and let him lead us and guide us. He's our friend.
Yes.
He's our friend. We need him. You know, I listened to Catherine Kuhlman, you know, and how she would say that, and I thought, I always wondered what she meant by that until I started going deeper. And it's like, wow, Holy Spirit, every day I always say, my friend, I need you because I need him. I need him in every part of everything I do. Exodus 20, 23, it says, you shall not make gods to share with me my glory. It's God's glory. And your worship. It's your worship. Gods of silver or gods of gold, you shall not make for yourselves. Even though Moses was dealing with stubborn people, he still prayed for them, though. He said in Exodus 33:13, now therefore I pray, if I have found grace, and we all need grace, we all need God's grace and mercy, show me your ways. So see, Moses knew he needed God's grace. Show me your ways that I may know you and that I may find grace in your sight and consider that this nation is your people. So he's including the people there too. He wants God's grace to pour out on the people. Moses got to a point in his life where he wanted to know God more. He was desperate for God. And that's where we need to be, is desperate for God. So the Amplified, I know I read it, it says that he wanted to go deeper with God. He wanted to know God progressively, deeply, intimately acquainted with him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding more strongly and clearly God's way of doing things. He wasn't just going to settle for less than what he wanted. He wanted the best that God had to offer, which is a lot. So if you want to walk in the glory of the Lord, then you have to make room in your life for it. We're being changed little by little from glory to glory, but sometimes we can be just as stubborn as they were when we resist the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord, and the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image. So Moses asked God, who will go with me? And the Lord replied, I will personally go with you. I will give you rest. Everything will be fine with you. God, through the Holy Spirit, went with Moses. And in Nehemiah 9:20 says, the Spirit was given to instruct the people in the wilderness. You guided them, fed them, and took care of physical and health needs. So the Holy Spirit helps us in everything. The Holy Spirit was hovered over the earth back in Genesis. So we need him. We need him for healing, you know, for breaking off strongholds or addictions, you know. The Holy Spirit is the one that helps us to go through that process of being healed. So he's the one who distinguishes us from the world. He keeps us filled with the glory of the Lord when we allow him. When God told Moses he would go with him and give him rest, he meant salvation. We find rest in our salvation. But for those, that's actually like for someone who's not saved, they can find rest and peace in God. But for us who are saved, we're in that rest. But sometimes we make things harder on ourselves, you know, because we fight against God. We're fighting against them, really, when we resist change, when we should be changing in our lives. So Moses was longing for God, and God would answer his cry to know him more deeply. He would have peace with God. And Ephesians 1:13 and 15 says, in him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. We're sealed. We're sealed. I remind the devil of that a lot, actually. Yes. I'm covered by the blood, and I'm marked by the Holy Spirit. Yes. So he knows he can't cross that line.
That's right.
So, and we all need to remember that. So amen. I'm going to, I think, end there. Yes, I'm going to end there. So, Father, I thank you for your word.
Yes.
I thank you for the promises that we have in you. Lord God, I thank you for your glory.
Yes.
Lord, we want more of your glory. Lord, yes, we want to see signs, wonders, Lord God, but we want to know you more
yes.
deeply.
Yes.
We want to sink into you, Lord God, to know your perfect will, your perfect ways, Father God. And the only way we will know that, Father God, is if we surrender to your lordship fully and completely. Even when temptations come, Father God, you strengthen us. It's your glory, Father God, that surrounds us and helps us, Father God, to stay away from those things. Father God, we ask that you would just fill this region with your glory.
Hallelujah.
Fill this region with your glory. Remove all the fog, all the yucky stuff that the enemy would try to cover this region with.
Yes.
Blow it away, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Blow it away and cover this place with your glory.
Yes.
May people sense and feel your glory. When they walk out of their homes, Father God, they will be hit in the face with your glory. Change the atmosphere, God. We want the atmosphere changed. Save those, Lord God, who don't know you. Save them. And restore those who've walked away from you, Father God. Renew them, revive them, Lord, once again. May they know the hope of their salvation in you, Lord God. Lord, I just thank you and I praise you. I thank you and I praise you, Lord God, that even as Moses asked for more of your glory, we ask for more of your glory, God. We ask, we humble ourselves before you. We ask you to forgive us of our sins. And we ask, Lord God, that you would heal our land, heal us and restore us, and pour out your glory upon this nation. Lord God, I thank you. I thank you that you are removing those out of seats, Lord God, that need to be removed. And you are people, I ask that you would put people that carry your glory into those seats, Father God. Just as you did the Speaker of the House.
Yes.
Lord God, we ask for more people to rise up to the call that you have put on their heart, Lord God. Lord, I just thank you and I praise you. I glorify you, Jesus. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are our friend. I thank you that you lead us and guide us, walk with us and talk with us. Help us. You encourage us. You stir us. Lord God, to be more like Jesus. You always lead us to Jesus. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for sending your Son. I thank you that he came to save us, not to condemn us, but to save us, Father God. I thank you, Lord God. In you we live and move and have our being. We exalt your name, the name that is above every name. I thank you, Lord God, that you have proclaimed your name. You are Yahweh. You are Jehovah. You are everything we need. You fill us, Lord God, with the fullness of Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, that you fill us. I thank you, Lord God. Oh, Rashanda la la da didia soria yanda hai. Ilia sora yo yanda la 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 didia shosora yondia si. Ila shosora yo yanda la la didia sai. Oh, Rashanda la 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 didia so. Hai yonda la 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 didia sai. Oh, Shanda la 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 didia soria yonda la didia si. Oh, Rashanda la 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 didia soria yonda la 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 didia so. May the joy of the Lord, God, rise up in our hearts. May the joy of the Lord rise up in us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oria sayonda la 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 dia shondia sai. Ora shayonda si. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I thank you, Lord God, that greater are you that is in us than he that is in the world. And no weapon formed against us will prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us, we will show to be in the wrong, Lord God. Because we have a testimony, God. We have a testimony in Christ, and I thank you, Lord God. I thank you that Jesus is our testimony. Lord God, you gave us your glory that we could go and take it and show it and share it with those, Lord God, who are lost. Lord God, shine your glory in us and through us. That people will smell you on us, Lord God. They will feel you. They will sense you. They will see you. Lord God, I ask that you would tune up every sense of theirs, Lord God, to be sensitive to you, Lord God, in us. Hallelujah. Praise you, living God. You're the living God, the holy God. The righteous God, the worthy God. Thank you, Lamb of God, that was slain, who took away the sins of the world. You took them upon yourself, Lord God. You took them upon yourself to set us free. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Rashayana.